Hey everybody, Max coming here. It's Little Kitty Podcast. It's not too long.
I don't know if any anime fans are listening to this podcast there, you know. But there was some sad news over the weekend there. Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball, passed away. 68 years old. Had a brain hemorrhage or something. I don't know exactly. But if you don't know this guy, he created the series Dragon Ball. Which is probably, I would say, one of the most famous animes in the world. I'm trying to think, you know, maybe. Like, I don't know, Sailor Moon or something. Like, okay. Evangelion is pretty famous there. No, I gotta say Dragon Ball is definitely the most famous Japanese animation in the entire world, I would say. Of course, One Piece is probably more famous in Japan, and it's becoming more famous around the world recently, you know, because of the Netflix show. But I would say Dragon Ball is definitely probably the most famous Japanese anime in the entire world. And the creator, well, he died. He's no more. 68 years old. That's pretty. It's pretty young for Japanese standards. You know, it's pretty normal, I guess, for American standards. But for Japanese standards, 68 is pretty young. You know? He was still working. This year a new Dragon Ball series called Dragon Ball Daima is supposed to come out. You know? So I don't know. He was still working on that. He was working on this other anime manga. It's called like Desert something about a little devil boy in the desert. They made a video game about it too. Anyway, very sad news for me. You know, of course. I don't know if I would even be in Japan if it wasn't for this guy. You know, it's this guy watching. You know, this is my first like Japanese animation that I watched. You know, had a big influence on my life there. It kind of got me interested in Japan in general. I mean, of course, I always grew up playing Nintendo, you know, but you know, then when I started watching anime, I was like, wow, that is Japanese, cool, yeah, Japanese girls are hot, too, man, I want to move to Japan, you know, so had a definitely big influence on my life there, and got a lot of my friends, too, you know, everyone's posting about, you know, you kind of... find out, like, which one of your friends are big anime fans, you know, even, oh, it's like, oh, that guy, oh, that guy, too, oh, he likes anime, too, you know, so, a lot of, yeah, I mean, this guy had a big effect on not only me, but the whole world, you know, a lot of young boys' life probably looked up to this anime here, you know. If you don't know the story, it's about this little boy Goku, he's part of the Saiyan race, then this jerk Frieza blows up his planet because his big jerk Frieza, he's like the, you know, he's like the, he wants to be the ruler of the universe there, you know, and there's this prophecy that people from this planet are going to become more powerful than him, so he blows up the planet, you know, but then the one dude, he sends us, like, kind of like Superman, you know, he sends his son off to Earth, in a spaceship, you know, before the planet blows up. So then little boy goes to the planet, and he has some fun adventures there. And when it's a full moon, he turns into a giant wolf man. Anyway, the original Dragon Ball animation, you know, it's kind of like fun and silly there, you know. But then the second animation, Dragon Ball Z, that's when Goku's an adult. That's when it starts really getting cool, you know. Starts kicking dudes' asses. Anyway, he eventually he becomes what's called Super Saiyan, you know, where his black hair turns blonde. And his brown eyes turn blue, you know? That's like the dream. That's the dream of every Japanese person, to become blonde hair and blue eye, you know? When they power up, you know? So, and then he defeats Frieza. Saves the world, you know? You know, and then there's just more adventures of him, you know, fighting dudes. When I was watching this as a kid, you know, it was like one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like that before, you know? Like, of course, I watched Ninja Turtles, you know, and they had fights there, you know, but it was always, like, you know, sort of childish and, like, you know, I would call it, like, childish violence or, like, PG violence, you know. But then when you finally see this Dragon Ball thing, these dudes are just, like, beating the shit out of each other, you know. And here I am watching this as, like, 14-year-old kid. I'm like, holy shit, dude. I didn't realize you could have cartoons of people just beating the shit out of each other, you know. And they even censored it a lot for America, you know. They censored out all the blood and everything, but the thing was, I remember, I was in high school. God, this must have been first year, second year of high school. Can't remember exactly. Sitting in history class, I just remember this one kid talking about it, you know? He's like, dude, you gotta watch this show, dude. These two guys, they're gonna fight, dude. It's gonna be epic fight, dude. Goku versus Vegeta, dude. They're gonna fight. They're gonna beat the shit out of each other. It's gonna be awesome, dude. And I was like, what is it? What is this show? And it's called Dragon Ball Z. Don't you know? Aren't you cool? I'm like, well, no, I don't have cable. So I don't know if you guys know back then, you know, there was cable TV. There was network TV. You know, network TV, you had a little antenna, you know. You had to move it. Sometimes the reception would be bad. You had to move the little antenna around, you know, until the signal got good. And you're like, God damn it, TV signal. Stop showing blurry shit, you know. And then sometimes you have to put a little coat hanger on your antenna, you know, give it more power. I'm not an engineer. I don't know why that worked, but it did, you know. But I didn't have cable, you know. So I couldn't watch this TV show, so I had to go to my buddy's house. He had cable. You know? So every day after school, I'd be like, hey, man, can I come over? Can I come hang out? And he's like, yeah, let's watch Dragon Ball Z, you know. And we'd all go to his house, you know, every day after school, watch Dragon Ball Z on Toonami. And, we kept waiting for this fight, you know. We heard rumors of this fight, you know, Goku versus Vegeta. This is an epic fight. And it's like 60 episodes, the build-up, before they actually start fighting, you know? So every day we're watching this TV show, it's like, it gets closer and closer. We're like, are they going to fight? Oh my God, are they going to fight? Oh my God, when are they going to fight? Oh my God, we've been watching this show for 2 months now, and they still haven't fought yet. Yeah, that was another new thing that introduced me, you know, because like, I guess American animation, like every episode is like a contained episode, you know? Like the story is resolved. The story is introduced and resolved in the one episode there, you know? But then this was like the first time where it was like one continuous story from each episode, you know? So that was kind of a cool concept, you know? That was a neat little new thing, you know? And, yeah, man. We'd all watch that after school, you know? And then we try to power up to Super Saiyan ourselves, you know? We're like, all right, I'm just going to get really angry. Start screaming. Oh, I know how to wait for my hair to change color. Never worked though. Never could do it. Never could go Super Saiyan. But, yeah, it was a great story. You know, it was a great story of friendship, of determination, of grit and determination, you know, of training, you know. It's all about training, you know. Goku and Vegeta, we're always training. You know? That's all they care about is training, getting better, bulking up. Vegeta would be like, oh, you're a lazy piece of shit. You don't train enough, you know? And I'd take that to heart. Of course, I mean, not really. I'm kind of a lazy piece of shit. I don't train very much, you know, but... you know, Goku was doing push-ups at 100 times gravity. You know, that's how he learned how to become Super Saiyan. You got to do push-ups at 100 times gravity. You guys ever do that? You ever try to do push-ups at 100 times gravity? Well, that's why you can't become Super Saiyan, dude. But yeah, there's good, you know... It's a good story, good redemption arc there. You know, Goku and Vegeta are enemies, then they become friends. They become friends and rivals, you know. Vegeta can never beat Goku, even though his father, you know, told him he's supposed to be the destined one. He's supposed to be the most powerful. You know, he always, you know, it's good, like, Cain and Abel story, you know. Vegeta, like, no matter his best efforts, he always fails. You know, even though he's always, you know, everything always goes wrong for him, you know. He has a life of suffering. And Goku there, you know, because he always has a positive attitude. He's always trying to help his friends, you know. He always succeeds there, you know. So it's kind of like, you know, over time, you know, Vegeta eventually, I guess gives up on his anger there. Not exactly, but you know, he evolves and has a little kid. He has a little kid with Bulma, yeah. Called. Anyway, I don't know. I guess you have probably seen it. Everybody knows the story, right? And if you've never seen it, you don't know what I'm talking about. Then I guess it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, man, it's a bummer, dude. It's a bummer, dude. The guy created a lot of fun for kids of all ages. Akira Toriyama. Thanks for the memories. Without you, I don't know if I'd be in Japan, dude. You probably don't. Yeah, that's the thing. This guy, I mean, he probably influenced hundreds of millions of people, you know? And I don't know if he realized that, but I mean, I'm sure he did, but it's quite the accomplishment there, you know, to influence the lives of hundreds of millions of people, you know. Maybe one day, to the Little Kitty Podcast will influence hundreds of millions of people. You know, probably long after I'm dead. You know, I'll probably be one of those artists. You know, where they talk about like certain artists. You know, like, I don't know, Van Gogh or whatever. You know, it's like they were never successful during their life. You know, then after they died, their works became much more popular. You know, or like Virginia Woolf or whatever. You know, no one read her books. But then she died, and then everyone read her books. You know, so that's the best I can ever hope for. So after I'm dead, Little Cutie Podcast will top the charts. Not while I'm alive. I'll never see success while I'm alive. But after I'm dead, everyone will love. Everyone will hate me while I'm alive. My life will be terrible. Every day while I'm alive, it'll be nothing but suffering. But then after I'm dead, everyone will like me. That's worth it, right? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.